Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Corey Blaze, and I'm literally inside my own website. I am in FatGuyRadioShow.com because I wanted to bring to you what it sounds like when you shop Amazon through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You put so much power into the show. I wanted to let you hear what it sounds like every time you shop Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm going over into the Amazon sector right now. Oh, just jump over these deadlines. Whoa, look at the Amazon power. Oh my God, talk about Amazon putting power into the show. This is phenomenal, folks. There's Amazon deals just flying off the website right now. And you're doing it every time you click the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You feel that surge of power into the show. Whoa, look at go. Continue to do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And this is what takes place. You put power into the show. You give us power to bring you Fat Guy Radio Show every Thursday. Oh my gosh, this is amazing! I've never seen anything like this before. To be in the background of FatGuyRadioShow.com in the Amazon sector. Holy cow, this is amazing! Continue to do all of your Amazon shopping at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, 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 everyone, everywhere, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who walked into a spider web this morning and instantly became a kung fu master.
What?
Dude, you know when you walk into a spider web, the first thing you just move your hands all around. Kung fu master.
Wait, how was that again?
Do you make the sound too?
Do you automatically have dry mouth when you walk into the spider web? You're like,
yeah,
some Arabic.
Hello. You do become a kung fu master, bro, instantly when you walk to a spider web.
I don't know. I never walked into a spider
web. I had another AKA. Would you like me to drop another AKA?
What you got?
Please.
Hello, everybody. I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who would commit treason. I'm sorry, I meant wouldn't.
You know what?
Yes, little.
I wish I had diplomatic immunity. And let me tell you why.
Hold on. Before you do that, can you even tell us what diplomatic immunity means?
Yeah, it's like you got better special privileges than everybody else. You get to actually travel amongst everywhere in the United States, and you don't need
you don't get
a green card. That's not what I'm trying to say. But you get to travel.
Wait, you ain't got a green card?
No, I don't.
No.
Oh.
All right. So why do you wish you had diplomatic immunity?
Here in the state of Arizona.
You
can speed as fast as you want and get pulled over by the cop. And then not only do you get pulled over by the cop.
Uh-huh.
You can tell the cop, hey, you got me doing 90, but earlier I was doing 130 and get away with it.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, that's how it works here in Arizona. If you are a
diplomatic immunity, you could basically say F you to the state
you
laws.
You can get away with anything. If you were to run right now for Arizona representative, the representative of Arizona state.
Uh-huh.
Like you, Senator
like Jeff, Senator. Wait, like Sparky?
Like, oh, no, not him. Not Way above him, above him, above him.
Who's Sparky?
Sparky, the ASU.
He said Arizona State. He said if you ran for a representative of Arizona State, that's Sparky, right? He's a representative of Arizona State.
He's a representative.
Oh, he's related to those of Arizona.
The state of Arizona.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Our country.
Our country, the sweet land of liberty.
Wait, hold on. Wait, look, I see America right now. There it is. Oh, there's America. Oh, where's America? There it is. Where's my iPad sound effect? You know, the bit don't work if they can't hear it.
DJ!
I was pulling a lip. I was trying my impressions today.
Where the rim shot at?
I would play it, but we probably ain't gonna hear it.
Here's hold on, you guys want to hear Corey's playlist?
Yeah, give it to us.
So, diplomatic immunity.
Yes.
In so Arizona,
if you're the Arizona State representative,
yes,
and you were to say go 90 miles an hour,
you
get pulled over by the cop.
Pulled over by the popo.
He cannot give you a ticket. And you can brag and tell him, hey, you got me going 90, but 2 minutes ago, I was doing 130.
What basis do you have? Why would you even
tell him that? Like, why would you say, hey, you got me this time, you can't arrest me, but you didn't get me last time anyways, and I was breaking the law even worse.
Because of their status, the diplomatic immunity status that they have.
Now, is diplomatic immunity given to state senators and representatives of the House?
Okay. I've Googled it.
Something given to international diplomats?
I believe it's international. This is what comes off of Google. Ye Google. Diplomatic immunity, the privilege of exemption from certain laws and taxes granted to diplomats by the country in which they are working.
Mm-hmm. And the state, and he's a state representative, so, well, they work for the country as well. They're representatives of Arizona. Not the Sparky one.
Not the Sparky. Dute.
No, you said...
talking about basketball.
No, you said something totally different. You said that they're representative of Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not representatives of Arizona State.
No.
That's Sparky.
Okay, got you. You're right. I got to clean it up for folks who don't know. You know, D-Tall, he's a basketball head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows is basketball.
No, I know a lot of head. What?
Hey, speaking of head.
So I Googled, can you get away with any crime if you have diplomatic immunity? And this off of foreignpolicy.com.
Murder.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, unless your own government gives you up.
Ooh.
Right.
So if your own government sells you out, I don't know. Let me just pick a government out of the air. Let me just see. I'm going to go with Russia. Just random.
Just random.
If Russia gave you up,
yeah,
then you would pretty much be at the mercy of whatever country you're in.
Yeah, all bets are off the table.
I'll pick another country out of the air. What comes to mind? The United States of America.
Okay.
So, yeah, according to foreignpolicy.com, yes, you can get away with any crime. So my question to you, Little D.
Including murder?
Little D.
Because let me tell you. Go ahead.
My question to you is, what crime have you committed?
Because
you clearly wouldn't be asking this question if you ain't done something.
I have a follow-up question to that.
Okay.
What crime have you not committed? That might be an easier question.
That's a real question.
That's definitely an easier
question. Well, I did kill a cat. You know what I mean?
I'm okay with that.
Is that really a crime, or a public service?
It's a public service.
There's an area of gray there that I haven't quite figured out.
How did you kill the cat?
Oh, you want to really know?
Did you shoot them in the chest? I'll wet ya! That's what you did, right?
It was wet, all right. I can tell you that much. But
oh, wow. Oh, wait. Hold on. I see America again. There's America. Oh, going down the toilet. Going down the. You see how the.
But I will tell you this.
Hear it?
Wait, there was a bit?
I hate you.
But I will tell you this.
Tell us this, Lil D.
I will have sex with Lady Sister.
What?
Hey, you guys misread that. You guys heard that wrong. I went to say I won't have sex. Won't. I went back and hurt myself back, and I said I won't. Okay, I won't.
Here's the thing, Lil D. Your little dumb ass can't pull no stunts like that.
Show.
privacy under the laws of Chickasaw County. Broomhilda here is my property. And I can choose to do with my property whatever I so desire. And if y'all think my price is too steep, what I'm gonna desire to do is take this goddamn hammer here and beat our ass to death with it right in front of both y'all.
Easy, big fella.
Then we can examine the three dimples inside Pamela's skull. Now, what's it gonna be, Doc? Huh? What's it gonna be?
May I lift the hands off the tabletop in order to remove my billfold?
Yes, you may.
Back to you.
Sold! To the man with the exceptional beard and his unexceptional
Mr. Mogi.
Yes, Carolyn.
Would you make these gentlemen a receipt for $12,000, please?
It was a pleasure doing business with y'all.
Now, gentlemen, if you care to join me in the parlor, we will be serving white cake.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, guys?
And he is on his way in. He's a little delayed from traffic, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in on the show is my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy!
That was a good one, though,
that
right?
That was really good.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm sure that if I knew a writer or someone that did poems,
you know,
yeah,
and things like that, he would probably
have you spoke?
He would probably be judging me for the way that I just read that commercial.
Yeah, because I gave you a three.
You give me a three?
I put you on little D status on that one.
A little three?
Oh, see.
Let me try to read.
You were being generous. I gave him a 2.5.
Oh, I gave him too much?
He's not being generous. Little D scale only goes up to 3. That was a perfect score.
Wow. Can I try to read?
No.
Y'all want to stay on the air with them, huh?
Little D.
Let me ask you this question
real quick. Little D, the last time your ass tried to read a spot.
Yeah.
We lost that sponsor.
We did.
So I'm not saying that you can't read, but you can't.
We can't.
No. You know? But if I only knew a writer, someone that could say, hey, Corey, hey, that guy.
Yeah.
I can help you write these commercials.
Oh.
Only if I knew a writer. And I don't want to be too specific. He don't have to be from Minneapolis or nothing like that.
Nah.
I'm not specifying any of that.
What kind of hair does he have to have?
I don't know. Maybe one that's tied back and braided back in 2 braids. I'm not being specific.
We're going to get you one.
And he ain't got to graduate from Glendale Community College.
Let me get you one. We got the pastor coming in.
We got the
pastor coming in.
The pastor's here.
We're going to pray you one.
We're going to pray you one. You're going to pray me in a writer.
We're going to pray you in a life.
You're going to pray me in a writer. I can't find it.
Let me get Deacon in here.
Deacon is here.
Deacon such and such.
Deacon such and such.
Now, why does the deacon never have a name? He never has a name.
No.
We got Sister Watermelon and Deacon such and such. That's all we... Deacon such and such. 4 different deacons in the church. All named Deacon such and such.
They all brothers.
They all four toplets.
They all four toplets.
Not quad triplets. Four toplets.
Four toplets. They Tupperware now? They stack on top of each other, right?
Now what we need to do is we need to bring...
Woo!
We need to bring in us a writer.
A writer.
And the Lord told me.
Oh, he ain't told you nothing.
Oh, no. The Lord spoke to me.
He ain't speaking your English.
And what he spoke to me and said, I said what he spoke to me and said.
What he spoke to me and said.
From the book of Elijah.
Elijah.
We might be delivered to Elijah.
Elijah.
From the 34th verse.
34.
Chapter 15.
15.
Column 9.
9.
Oh, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
To Indianapolis.
Oh.
Lord. Woo.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is the Little D's Hour.
And that completes the Little D segment, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. That Little D segment is brought to you by the Joe Jackson School of Greatness. All right, I'm kidding.
Exactly. You give me a minute. All right.
Was that English?
I'm like, what was that?
Check out this one. This guy said, hey, yo,
I was coming out the joint, right? I was talking to this cat. I was laughing my ass off. Like, don't you know real white people are listening to you? Yeah. I understand. Hey, so check this out, right?
Hold on. I think DT got it. DT, what was that at?
No, boy. You don't want to do that. You're going to retch around. Then drop my cigarette. Rinse it out.
That's what he said when Lil D got beat up in the church by grandma, and he's sitting there crying. She said, "Go in the bathroom, retch yourself off, and retch around there, mm-hmm.
retch around there, retch your face off, and then knock your teeth out."
All right, Lil D, it's yours.
All right. I got three stories.
Oh, three. God.
We got time for one.
I'm going to let y'all pick which one. I got one about Lady K. Viewers. I need to rant about.
Oh.
I'm going to rant about white people, or I'm going to rant about black people. What story do y'all want?
Well, you know what? I'm a little concerned about the fact that he's got something to say about Lady K.
Oh, so I'll take you. I want to hear Lady K with it.
All right, let's go with the Lady K. What do you have to say? Now, let me preface this by saying.
Okay.
The views expressed by Little D don't necessarily reflect the views of right-thinking Americans, Corey Blaze, or anybody associated with BDB Radio Network. All right, Little D. And Lady K, I'm going to just say it now. I'm sorry.
Is she listening?
Of course she is. Okay, we're on the air. Sure. Lady K, if we're on the air and Lady K ain't listening, then that means she didn't graduate from the Joe Jackson School of Greatness.
Hard knocks.
I'm glad she listened because Lady K.
All right, Negro boy.
I love you and all.
Oh, Lord.
You my sister-in-law and all. So with that, let's look at that verse right there for a minute. Sister-in-law. Let's take a look at that verse.
Let's marinate on that just a little bit.
Let's marinate on sister-in-law for a minute.
Okay.
Now, yes, Lady K.
Oh, boy.
On your birthday, can I get my court music? You
want the court music?
Can I get that?
Hold on, give me a minute.
Can I get that?
You know I got fat fingers and I can't move it. I thought you were going to the death music.
Oh, because I thought that's what it was.
No, I was giving you the death music, but if you want
it's going to be both.
You want the court music, I can definitely set you up with the court music.
Lady K, she says she's waiting, honey.
She waiting. Oh! Put the system on trial!
I'm trying to put the system on trial!
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court. We got a Negro.
He ain't never talked that fast. You see the lips? Them lips move so fast that the frame speed on the cameras got blurred. It was just
we
blurred.
Got Little B who claims said sister-in-law did something befaffling.
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 Kerfuffling to said brother Corey Blaze.
Oh, to me.
Now, we'd like to hear the plaintiff and what he has to say.
Here comes the kicker.
Put your hand on the Bible, sir.
Here on
627,
the Negro's Court.
Yes. Do you swear to tell the truth and the whole truth? So thank you, God.
Lady K says she already know where you're going with this.
I'm glad she does.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. She knows what he's about to say?
She said, I'm waiting, honey. We family. Off the Facebook. I already know where you going.
Well, if you know where I'm going.
Stop yelling.
Oh, sorry. Why'd you let me go there? Oh, you just let me stop cussing.
Did I just tell him to stop yelling?
Then
he yells again.
You did you? Lady K. Little brother here speaking. On your birthday, we my eyes, observed you. I'm not sure if Corey did. I don't want to bring it to his attention because I don't want to hurt his odd. I don't want him to pass out in the studio or at his house. We got to bring him out on a stretcher and he died and go to the Joe Jonas School of Hard Knocks or whatever that school is. Kick. Can I get a kick in the ass?
Sorry, that was a door.
John C. That works too. But you know what I'm saying. The Joe Jonas Book of School of Hard Knocks.
Stop trying to do the funny and get to the punchline.
God damn it.
Is that a dump?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm just check it out.
He's so damn stiff.
Alright, just making sure.
Alright, you to get to it. Lady K gonna be dead before you get
she
to
she probably. What the hell was that? All these dances that I've seen of all these men dancing on you. Now, hadn't that been my brother and I got him a stripper, I'm pretty sure you would have probably killed me dead. I want to know. What's on you? But I don't want to know that. Let's put that away, Lil D.
So you,
I want to know.
So your bone with Lady K is that there were pictures?
There was pictures. I'm not sure if you saw this.
No, I'm unfamiliar with this. So well, good thing I'm intrigued. I
brought it. There was pictures of her with several different guys. None of them that looked like you, might I say.
Oh.
None of them that were you, might I say.
Okay.
None of them that had your money, might I say.
Oh, wow.
None of them that had your credentials, might I say.
Yeah,
none of them that had your celebrity, might I say. Oh, sorry about
space
that.
Space bar. Uh-huh.
Kind of got ahead of myself. Yeah. Lady K, what happened there? Can you explain to the court?
Okay, so let me break it down.
Nah, I know it's your birthday.
Let me break it down because I don't think anybody understands because all your Negro banter.
You know how I get.
So I'm going to help you out right here. So what you're saying is that you somehow came across or was delivered photographic evidence of Lady K dancing with other men.
With other men.
Was it a special occasion that was taking place? Was she at a hold down or something like that? And how did you acquire such evidence?
I have an assistant that works on my said Facebook page for me because you know I'm
okay. So the pictures were on Facebook.
So the pictures were brought to my attention.
Okay.
For one, and they were like, "Well, isn't this Corey's girl, your sister-in-law?"
Might I interject?
What you got?
Please do.
As the lawyer.
Oh,
Lady K.
Oh, the representative.
We'll
hear from the defendant's counsel.
We're going to play hardball.
My defendant says it was a traditional Filipino dance.
Oh.
So she was getting cultured.
Okay, so I'm not the judge here, but I'm going to play judge. So what your defendant just said, in the eyes of the court, she is pretty much admitting the fact that there was dancing going on with another man.
I rest my case. And the other man was not my defendant.
Well, your defendant happens to also be the judge, which is very interesting in this case.
Well, my defendant, it was her birthday.
We can't all be defendants.
Okay.
Well, he has a problem, so he's a plaintiff.
You the plaintiff.
My client is Corey Blaze.
Okay,
you're
representing Corey Blaze.
I'm representing Corey Blaze, my big brother. Well,
the defendant.
The defendant.
It was her birthday.
It was her birthday.
All right.
Okay. So
she was dancing a traditional Filipino dance. Now, she is not, my defendant is not Filipino herself.
I was about to interject.
And because of that, she cannot teach herself this Filipino dance.
Okay.
So she was dancing with a partner to learn this Filipino dance. It started with the father.
Oh, she worked her way down the line.
Okay.
And ends with the youngest male in the family.
Oh, so it was an orgy.
So she was not doing this with these random dudes just to be doing. It's the law of the Filipinas.
Okay, I got you. All right, so, okay. Now, my other lawyer, co-lawyers, just said to me, so this is all clean?
He got Johnny Cochran over there.
He states this was clean? Is that what you're stating?
Yes, it was a clean and innocent dance of tradition from the Filipinas.
No touching?
Got him on the heels, little D. Got him on the heels.
I did not see the pictures. My client did not disclose those.
Got her on the heels.
Okay.
There was 14 males to be. Damn, Lady K, you making it harder to defend your ass.
14 males.
14. I I can defend four. 14. What are the 10 at?
Jury, do you hear
this?
Oh,
my God.
Need I say more?
Oh, wait. Let's go to the jurors. Let's go to the jurors. Hold up. See their reaction right now. Jurors? Oh, no. What do y'all really think? Oh, Lady K. Oh, it's not looking good, baby. 14 dudes? That's a lot of wiener.
So I decided I just realized that Muslims,
which she is not,
Catholics, and Filipinas don't use condoms. Apparently. 14 males?
She danced with 14 dudes?
That's a whole freaking Chippendale review.
Now, okay. They want to know, when she was dancing with all these guys, did she dance to Whitney Houston? I want to dance to somebody, by any chance?
Each male was given the honored female single. Okay, each male gave the honored female a single rose as they came to dance with them.
So she got
14 roses.
And when you say came, what do you mean by came? Can we get into that a little bit? The came part?
No, we can't.
Oh, okay.
Little D. Overruled.
All right. So before we leave.
Your closing argument,
my
please.
Closing argument is, Lady K, you want to make this up? Send my brother something real nice in a DM. maybe some two finger or something downstairs.
My client will be at ease. I am ready to render.
Hold on. I don't get a closing statement.
Yes, your closing statement, please, on behalf of your representative.
All right, on the behalf of my client,
the defendant. Yes.
We have struck a plea deal.
The plea deal. Okay.
My client is offering to slide in those DMs.
Okay.
With an apologetic video from the heart.
Oh, okay. All right.
And maybe a song of some sort.
A song of some sort.
Bon Jovi, thanks for loving me. I don't know. Who knows?
We accept.
Overrule both of you. You're out of order. Everybody, I didn't even order.
I want a hot fries, chili cheese on the side, and can I get a large shake?
And can I get a hot tub?
I am ready to render my verdict. I'm sorry, but it's a hung jury. Lady K, you know what? You can dance if you want to. You can leave this world behind.
You can dance.
It's the best of Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, back to the show.
Django Unchained, written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. We were talking about this before the show even went live, in our pre-show meeting about our favorite scenes. And that scene where he finds out that that Jamie Foxx and the German guy is not there for a Mandingo. They were actually there to get Broomhilda is one of my favorite scenes.
My
ultimate favorite scene, that's one. Ultimate favorite scene is when Quentin Tarantino makes a ghost appearance in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx shoots him and he just blows up.
he just blows up?
Because because Jamie Foxx's character, I don't know why I'm referred to as Jamie Foxx. I mean, it's a title. Django convinces
You're saying it wrong. It's the Django.
No, the D is silent, and you should know
that.
The
D is never silent.
You know what I mean?
The D is never silent. Okay. And it was December 25th, 2012 is when it came
2012.
So Merry Christmas to all of us that we got to see Quentin Tarantino exploded it.
Yeah, we did.
The D.
But that scene is that scene where Quentin Tarantino explodes is one of my favorite scenes out of that entire movie.
My favorite scene out of that entire movie is when Dr. Van Schlotchenstein.
Van Schlotchenschlanker?
Goes into the bar.
Okay.
With Django.
What is his name?
The Django.
No, the doctor.
Dr. Van Schlotchenstein.
Dr. Splashlectus?
What happens?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Dr. Schlangen D?
Doofenshmirtz. Evil Incorporated.
Dr. Slankaslanker.
Yes, Dr. Van Slinky.
Slinky the Slinky. Everybody, everywhere.
I don't know that
That's okay.
I know Slinky, but I don't know the
remember
that's super throwback.
I had a white upbringing.
You did.
Only one I know was, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. All right, so
and
anyway,
that's the reason why Toys R Us is closed now. Because of that song right there.
Peanut Gallery, how'd y'all feel about Lil D singing?
Oh, yeah, really? Like, forget all y'all. Just leave me outside. I'm going to shoot all y'all in your chest. I'm wetting every damn body.
All right, so your favorite scene.
When he takes Django into that bar and then he pours the beer, and it was so great. The fact that they still had those rulers to go ahead and knock off the head.
Knock off the head, yeah.
And then tap it. Those things are freaking amazing, and we need to bring those back to our bars now.
See, I thought you were going to say that your favorite scene was the scene where Django was out in the shed and they had him hanging upside down.
Well, hold on now. Kentrell, what's your favorite scene?
Kentrell, I told you he wasn't going to do it professionally. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in the studio again by another guest because BDB Radio Network doesn't trust us. he will be referred to as Kentrell from this point forward. And Lil D, as he has done for the last 3 weeks, has not successfully been able to transition over to the guests, given the fact that our audience will go absolutely crazy and their brains will melt out of their ears onto their shoulders, hitting the floor rapidly because you have the transition of a flipped over 18-wheeler.
That's what I do. Oh, come on now. Who am I on the show? I don't read the show book. I just come and do what I do. Yeah, transmission is slipping.
It's something. Cantrell, have you or have you not seen the movie Django?
I have seen the movie The Django.
The Django. And what would you say is your... Do you have a favorite scene?
I do have a favorite scene. It has to be when The Django was riding up on the
horse. Up on that microphone. Moving your head ain't helping you.
There you go.
Dr. Schlichtenstein.
Dr. Schlichtenstein.
And
what was his name again?
Dr. Schlichtenstein. And Snakes on the Plane said, "Massa, who that dude on that horse?" That is hands down my favorite scene.
Who that dude on the horse?
All the women dropped the cotton. And they just looked at the Django and was like, "Ooh, who is he? I want him to ride me around."
Now, were you perturbed? I was shocked at this at first because the one word that was used emphatically throughout that entire movie, Cantrell, was the N-word. I am shocked to hear the N-word said. And then when I do use it in a very comedic sense, mind you.
Yeah.
It shocks everybody that I'm around because they know I am the whitest black guy ever. So to hear me use that word, were you bothered by the fact that Django, the movie, was littered with the N-word?
No, I actually love Leonardo DiCaprio saying the N-word effortlessly. Loved it.
Now, to go on that, I am not surprised that the Django, a period piece about slavery, used the N-word when the director of this film, Quentin Tarantino, uses the N-word in movies that have nothing to do with slavery. I mean, Pulp Fiction, he literally says to he... personally says Quentin. To Samuel L. Jackson, look like I have a sign on my lawn that says dead N-word storage?
Right.
There was no call for that. He could have said, "Does it look like I have a sign that says dead body storage on my living room?" He said, "No. Phil Lamar just got his face blown off." And he said, "Do I look like I have a sign that says dead N-word storage?" I was like, "Quentin, you just wanted to say the N-word, Samuel Jackson, and not get your ass kicked."
See, and when you and when Dante, what the hell is his name?
That's Cantrell.
When Cantrell referred to Snakes on a Plane, Samuel L. Jackson, I don't see Snakes on a Plane when I see Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
The first thing I start to think is, what's in your wallet?
I immediately go Capital One. And see, the first thing I think of when I think of Samuel Jackson is Gator from Jungle Fever.
And you know what I think of? I think of that scene when he came in, when they was in the McDonald's. McDowell's. There we go.
He was in Coming to America.
Yes, yeah. He's the one who stuck up the McDowell's and got creamed.
Yeah.
When they said, "Freeze your disease, rhinoceros pizzle." That was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. I know you know that.
I did not know that.
Yes, that was Samuel Jackson.
Did you know that, Kentrell?
I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah, that go back scooped, and look. Now, off the Facebook, I want to go ahead and tell you guys Jim Amato's favorite scene from the Django.
Hey, but Jim saw it, and I still ain't saw it, but I'm still going to give my input.
Well, Jim's favorite scene.
Wait a minute.
Might persuade
now, who,
you.
Who off the Facebook?
Jim Amato.
Jim Amato.
Internet sensation.
Internet sensation, Jim Amato.
Now, this might persuade you, Little D, to go and see even quicker.
Okay. TMOS right. Marketing Agency.
His favorite scene was when the Django was looking for his bike and asked, where is the basement to the Alamo?
Jim Amato.
What the hell is he smoking?
I think he was trying to quote a scene from Blues Brother. Blues Brother 2000.
Jim, that one went over my head, brother, man. But I'm glad you gave
really
it to us.
I really want to see it now. Jim, I really want to see it.
Jim just trying to get another Instagram clip.
Once upon a time in Mexico.
Now, can I give my part? My favorite part of the movie
what is that you your, haven't seen. Yeah,
what that is, I haven't seen.
What is your favorite part of the movie, Lil D? This should be good. Get ready,
I like when he was, you know, the scene when he had his shirt off.
Uh huh.
He was pretty much, he had his pants off and he had his socks off. Hey, I think he's pretty much butt ass naked at this point.
Yeah.
The white lady came with the pie.
Yeah. With the pie.
And she dropped the cherry pie.
That's right. The cherry pie.
And she dropped it when she saw how he was hanging. And she said, Oh my. And then she bent over to pick up the pie, but she accidentally fell and bumped and slipped up on his. And then when the white guy came in, and he saw him getting from the back, he tried to stop and he took out that big chain, the whip, and he started to hit him in his head.
Yeah.
That was my favorite scene of the movie.
And ladies
right
and
there.
Gentlemen, that there was a clip from the upcoming podcast, Little D's Backwards Ass Messed Up Movie Reviews.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
And DT has a bigger one, and I have a smaller
That's
one.
What she said.
Shut up. I knew that was good. But what happened is that his pop filter is so thick. He's got the fat guy pop filter.
Yeah.
That he can't, he's got to project a little bit more, or he's got to give himself a little bit more level.
A little bit of both.
But before you start yelling at me, which probably me having you raise your level right now is probably going to pay to my detriment when you're upset at me. But you know what? I have a shocking revelation for you, DT, here at the top of the show.
Oh, I'm ready to hear it.
I'm upset at you as well.
Oh,
absolutely.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, and Lil D does not like it when daddy and daddy fight.
But I want to hear what this is about, though. I want to hear.
So my thing is.
You go first, then. I want to hear yours
what
first.
What is your thing, Lil D?
I want to see if DT could actually get under your skin and rise your level.
He already did before the show started.
Oh, so can it happen again?
Most likely so, because I'm just right there teetering on the edge.
Oh, okay.
And you know how he loves to just shove my fat ass right over.
I kind of already know what happened.
I got a lot going on. You know, I'm sensitive and stuff.
So can you please tell me, why are you upset with me?
No, I want you to go first.
Okay, let me paint a picture.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Paint a picture.
Lil D.
Oh, he's going to paint a picture. Okay.
You are enjoying a lovely evening.
Okay.
With a lady friend.
All right. I like this so far.
Right?
Right.
It's like, I don't know, let's say, let's not split hairs, 10:55.
Okay.
All right. We're not splitting hairs here.
Hands on the thighs at all?
10:55. Hands might be on thighs.
Okay.
Might be on the rise. Who knows?
All right. Paint me a good picture.
All right.
Taking
but,
me there.
You getting a little hot and heavy in the car, and the fog is steaming up all the windows.
Okay.
You're looking like Jack and Rose in the back of the Titanic.
All right, all
Give
right.
Give me some iPad here, baby boy.
All right.
I got you.
All right.
And all of a sudden, that mood is derailed from a text message.
Oh.
But not just any kind of text message.
Okay.
A business kind of text message.
At 10:55
p.m.
P.M.
Not 10:55 a.m. when you shouldn't be getting hot and busy.
Right.
On a school night.
Right.
10:55 p.m.
And this is a business.
This is a business
text.
And it says, and I quote, "Hey, bring that Django DVD by the studio tomorrow."
Okay. Wow.
So you reply, "Sure." Just like hurry up and say, "Okay, I got your message. I acknowledge you." And you get back
to
thank you. Okay. But not even the full thank you. Like, he already done derailed me.
All right.
You get a T-Y. I'm like, who the hell is Ty? I don't know Ty.
Right, right, right.
I know Tide because all the kids be eating those pods, yeah. But like, right, I don't right. know Ty. Is it Ty Dye? Is it Ty Jenkins? Ty Lawson? I don't know who Ty is. But frankly, I don't care.
Right.
Because my night is now ruined because my girl is no longer in the mood.
Oh, damn.
Now, to make matters worse.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's more.
I got to get up extra early.
And now he's yelling.
Because this dude knows that I have yet to unpack my apartment. And because of that, I don't know where all my DVDs are.
Okay.
And now at 10:55 p.m., I got to head home. I didn't get home until 12. And at 12 o'clock at night, I am now scouring my studio
okay.
in my house to find the DVD this man wants, because I know if I wake up, I'm not going to have enough time in the morning to find it. I don't even know if I have this. Now, this man's been talking about this DVD for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I told him 2 weeks ago okay. I had this
right.
DVD. But he said, I might want to borrow that. I don't know. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And I said, okay, let me know. He could have told me any day of the weekend.
But he chose.
But he chose Wednesday at 10:55 p.m.
Jesus Christ. Now I got one question.
Yeah.
Since he ruined the night for you, did you have blue balls
the rest of the night? I did have blue balls.
What question is that?
I just got to know, because that's what normally happens when you get to that stage.
Okay.
My balls were so blue, they look like purple.
Jesus Christ. Oh. So you never got taken care of, in other words.
You would have got really good rest.
Yeah. Like, it was like if Barney laid on a bed.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so can I retort?
Please retort.
All right. Number one, how the hell am I supposed to know when you're getting busy with your girl? And why the hell are you in your car? And Jim Amato off of the Facebook makes a very good point. Why are you checking your phone while you're getting hot and heavy with your girl? Fourthly, I have sent you several messages throughout the week that did not get an immediate reply, and you know how that messes up my insecurities.
Which
you
ones
do,
didn't get it?
You do auto. Give replies, but I don't get immediate replies, especially when we were talking about our special guest that's coming in studio today that was going to be observing the show because BDB Radio Network doesn't trust us anymore.
We do though.
I give replies.
You give replies, hey. But they take a couple of hours. But you know what?
Because I'm at my numbers job.
Okay, hold on. I didn't interrupt you there, Smokey Sexy. I didn't interrupt you, Smokey Sexy. Now, I've sent you text messages. You do reply, but there is some time in between the time that I send the text messages and the time you reply. But I'm not. That's not why I'm upset with you, because I realize that it's during the day and you're at your numbers job and you don't have a lot of freedom on your phone like I do at my numbers job, because I pretty much sit around and do absolutely nothing.
Okay. But you knew that he'd be up by this time. That's the reason.
But I
why?
Knew for the fact that when I have business things that pop into my mind that uh-huh. I do remember after hours, I send text messages, and DT is notorious for being a late night person. So I figured he was either up playing with himself, playing with somebody else, or playing PlayStation.
But you,
and I did 2-3 P's in a row to test my pop filter.
But you didn't expect him to get back to you.
I didn't right. expect him to. He didn't have to reply right back then and then, because all week that I've been sending him text messages, there's been a period of time before he responds. But I was actually, that was the one text message that I sent you, Mocha Cub, that I was actually very impressed that you replied so rapidly. I didn't realize that I was messing up your pee on the pedestal.
Well, allow me to retort the retort. All right.
There's a lot of retorting.
The reason why I reply so quickly uh-huh. is because if it's 10:55 in this text message, people know it is not notorious that I am awake. It is notorious that I am sleeping very early. And the only time I'm awake is when I have insomnia, because I went to sleep too early and then woke up in the middle of the night.
I was hoping that you were having insomnia on Wednesday night.
And so people don't hit me up because they figure I'm asleep.
Right.
Unless I post on Facebook or Instagram that, hey, I can't sleep tonight. And then people start hitting me up. So when I get a text message at 10:55 at night, I'm like, okay, something's going on. Like, someone needs me.
Oh.
So,
I didn't expect so you to pull out.
That's why I was like, oh, let me go. I didn't even put in.
See,
I wasn't even in yet to pull out.
Oh, damn.
That stopped me from, like, even going in. She was like, oh, you answering text messages late at night. Like, go talk to that bitch.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa.
Where you screwed out to play devil's advocate. Like Jim, I'm with Jim, though, to play devil's advocate.
Put the system on trial.
I'm about to put the system on trial. Why would you answer that text message when you was getting hot and heavy?
Because I figured it was important. And I explained to my girl. I explained to this girl, you know.
Did you show her?
I showed her the text. I said, look, this fat ass. I thought I was going to get dunked. So like, I kind of like pulled back. I was like, can I say that? But I can.
You say that.
This fat ass doesn't text me when we trying to get bitches. She's like, well, you ain't. Go kiss her.
That's a dumb. And you know what? She had a very good point. I want to just say, those of you, she had a very good point. She had a very good point, and I think that you should have took her up on that. I'm sorry. What? Is that inappropriate? Should I have not said that?
He would have blue balls no more.
Problem solved for both of us. All parties involved.
How do I dump myself?
All parties involved would have been happy.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, okay. On that note, I'm no longer angry.
Well, I'll tell you this. I will say this, and I will say this emphatically, Mocha Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I am very honored by the fact that you jump when the fat guy calls. That's all that matters!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the best of Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, back to the show.
The new Diet Coke flavors hit the shelf stores in mid-January, and people are upset that it still contains an artificial sweetener that they said will not be in it. And it is the new Diet Coke and ginger lime, feisty cherry, twisted mango, and zesty blood orange.
So it does have ginger.
No, that's, those are the other flavors.
That's another flavor, ginger lime. Oh. I feel like they all taste like ginger lime.
I'm not a Diet Coke drinker. This is not going to change my opinion on Diet Coke. This is just Diet Coke.
You can laugh out loud, bro. You ain't got to.
It's literally there to make fat people think that they're being healthy.
Exactly, but they're not because they're fat.
And we're not. I taste no blood orange. Give me a blood orange and you can rub it on little D's ball sack and it will taste more like blood orange than this does.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This has no blood diamond in it whatsoever.
No blood and sand whatsoever.
Babe, but if you want to get
I'm sorry. Did this come from Sierra Leone?
Diamonds?
I got it. This is brown Sierra mist.
Brown Sierra Mist.
Brown ginger ale.
I need a pan.
No. Honestly.
Thank you.
This is more like a chocolate cold red Mountain Dew.
I'm mad I spent my money on this. The network didn't buy this. I bought this
now
for all
I'm thinking
of you.
About it, it's like a spotted dick purple.
This is more like dirty squirt.
Oh, yeah. This is more like Seven Down.
This is RC Nola.
This is more like the water up there in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, no, she wasn't ready. Oh, man, this is brown Sierra mist.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Have you heard me pronounce one word right on this show today? No, you ain't heard me pronounce nothing right.
I don't care if you're from Indianapolis, Annapolis, Minneapolis. It don't matter.
Phoenixapolis.
Right.
Applesauceapolis.
The lost city of Annapolis.
Metropolis.
Right.
Catapolis.
Apples.
Liz.
Stephanophagus.
Jurassic World Apolis. Indianapolis 2 with the stretch lady booty.
Speaking of Jurassic World, I didn't even see the new one, but I heard that they set it up for another sequel. Spoiler alert, dinosaur gonna get loose again.
Let me tell you something. You know what, DT, you say something really interesting. You know what I heard about that Jurassic Park movie?
What?
Never gonna believe this, bro.
What?
They have taken this movie to a whole another level. Let me tell you what is happening in Jurassic World 4.
What?
You are not good. Lil D, Get ready. You really got to get ready. I mean, we did the break it. You thought I blew your mind about you thought I blew your mind about Chance the Rapper proposing to his girl. This here is going to blow your drawers off.
I'm listening.
You will not believe what's going to happen in Jurassic World, the new movie that came out on the Friday before. People have been flocking, made $433 trillion opening weekend. That number may not be factual, but don't fact check me.
I won't.
It ain't like we got 2,500 computers in here, but it made $3,742 trillion and 18 pesos opening weekend.
18.
And you want to know why, Lil D? You want to know why, DT?
Why?
Get ready, America. I'm telling you, we might need to go to commercial before I break this news, because you won't believe what is happening in what they wrote, the writers of Jurassic World.
Yeah.
We thought they couldn't go no further.
Yeah.
The writers must have gotten together with Seth Rogen. They must have sat down with, I don't know, India Irie. Throw her in there.
Yeah.
They threw Ina Garten, brought some sandwiches for everybody. She off the Food Network.
Yeah.
I should have used Jason Smith since we had him on the show, but he was there too. He brought some pies.
Oh, okay. He's a baker.
They brought them all to this Jurassic Park writers meeting.
Yeah.
Then they shot this movie. Got all the dinosaurs together, called all the dinosaur agents, got them all together. You will not believe what happens in Jurassic World, Lil D.
Please tell me.
I'm going to tell you, you know, I think I need a timpani.
You might.
Because I didn't milk this bit for as long as it's going to go, but I'm going to give myself a timpani. Nice little short one here. The dinosaurs will eat people.
Spoiler alert!
I'm about to blow your mind, because I just found out what they're actually going to do with the movie.
What are they going to do with the movie?
So in the ending of this new one, because someone spoiled it for me already, but you know, I don't care.
It's getting good.
So I'm going to spoil it for everybody else.
Spoil it!
So the dinosaurs then walked off into the woods.
What?
The redwood forests of California.
What you say?
Which are the same woods.
What?
Where the Planet of the Apes went.
What you
say? And they're doing a crossover movie.
What?
Where Caesar's son becomes King Kong.
What you say?
And that Tyrannosaurus Rex is now Godzilla.
What?
And they're going to fight.
Watch
in the middle of San Francisco.
Oh man, I'm telling you, spoiler alert.
The monkeys die. I don't care how big your ass is.
The cookies
ain't no
die?
Monkey beating a dinosaur. The monkey's teeth is flat. The dinosaur teeth is like razor sharp.
Watch.
And they tear skin.
The monkey?
It's like fighting a knife.
Knives?
A knife?
Ooh, this movie good.
A screwdriver.
What?
It just don't work.
And then I also heard that Chris Pratt in the Jurassic Park movie, he break out in song. You know what song he sang?
What did he sing?
Neon Moon.
Would you like to build a snowman?
There's a minute on the snow.
You got too many girls in your...
Don't do it.
He know that whole song verbatim.
You know that, all of that. I'm sorry we ruined Jurassic World for you.
Damn it, sorry. Hey, Han Solo died in Force Awakens, in case you hadn't seen
it. That's too much. I can't take it. I'm out.
It's the best of Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, back to the show.
I work at McDonald's.
You worked at McDonald's?
Wow.
Work
it out. Work. What did you do at McDonald's there, young sir?
Well, I'm only 15, so I can't do like the grill stuff yet, but I do the cashier stuff and the drive through, and sometimes I make fries. I don't like drop fries like in the fryer, but I put them in the little box.
Okay, you serve the cooked fries.
Yes.
Hold up.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going. Go ahead. I already know.
He said, I'm only 15. I'm not allowed to work the grill and stuff.
Right.
But these Negroes trust him with cash.
I knew exactly what you were saying.
I'm 15. I can't prepare food, but I can take your money. Like, you trust me with all that money that's coming in? Because I'm pretty sure McDonald's is over $1 billion served.
Right.
That's $1 billion. This little homie's clocking in his hands every once in a while.
For real.
This is what I picked up.
I picked up what DT picked up.
I'm trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong with AJ. How is that 17? Marquise is 15 and got a job. My 17-year-old, spoil.
Has you know what? Exactly. He got you. He ain't got to.
But he should have a job.
See, you're enabling him. So
I don't want
you.
My nephew that I just met literally 15 minutes ago to come in here and be better than my son. No.
Well,
well, see, I don't think he started off like cashier. I think he started off mopping the floors.
Start, please? Oh, yeah.
And then he moved up to cashiers. And then he got the fries. Next week, he'll be washing lettuce.
Oh, please tell me you started mopping the floor.
Well, it's a funny story because I have five managers.
Five? How big is this McDonald's?
I don't know.
It's a super McDonald's.
Oh, is it inside a Target?
No. Oh.
Is it inside the Walmart?
It is. No.
Oh.
It's not.
Is it inside of a building? A mall?
No.
Strip mall.
It's a standalone.
Do you sell drugs out the back? No.
No, some guy tried to ask me to smoke weed once.
Oh,
wow. I told him to drive away.
Church
That is so inside. I hate you. I hate you so much right now.
Is it inside of a porn shop?
Oh, look.
He wouldn't be able to go into the McDonald's he works at.
You never know nowadays.
He has a fake ID to go to work. He but still can't touch the grill.
But he still can't grill food.
The grill. So you walk to the porn shop.
You can touch the grills.
You can touch the girls, but you can't touch the. I like that. That was
touch
good.
Touch the girls, can't touch the grill.
Touch the grill.
Girls over grill.
Girls over grills. Those are the kind of buns I can touch.
Hey, did you sesame? I sesame.
I'll give you my secret sauce.
Would you like fries with that?
Oh, my chicken, your nugget.
I'm all out of McDonald's jokes. I'm surprised someone didn't go for the obvious one.
I'm loving it.
I'll give you my quarter pounder with cheese.
With cheese.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about a quarter pounder in your chicken?
Let me show you my Big Mac.
Right, oh, yeah.
Show me the booty. We haven't hit that one in a while either. Back up the booty. I need booty. Wait, I gotta give Lady
last
K.
One, last one.
I gotta give Lady K the brisket shimmy. Booty, Lord, what a booty. Bring on the she likes booty. It when I shimmy for her. Booty, loving
the booty. Last one.
Oh, and Lady K chimes in off of the Twitter. Says, don't forget about the shake. Yeah. What she's watching on is a little bit of a delay.
Last one. What size you like? Small, medium, or large?
Oh, wow. Oh, Lil D. Oh,
what was that?
Somebody got too happy to go to McDonald's. So you work at McDonald's?
Yes.
Where is the, have we established if the McDonald's is like outside? Is it a barbecue McDonald's? Or y'all what? Have a building?
Barbecue.
Because I asked you, listen, I asked you if it was in a damn building and you said no.
It's by itself. Like your
so is it a barbecue? Is it you just walk up to a whole lot of y'all teenagers standing in a parking lot and say, hey, you want a burger?
No, they got a no, it's tailgate style.
What am I missing?
There's seven trucks. We grill on
it's a food truck.
Food truck Fridays.
Is it food is McDonald's food truck? No.
Damn, they getting real gourmet with their stuff.
Where they put the arches if it's on the food truck? Where the arches at?
You really want to know?
The arches
in the strip joint. All right, so you work at this strange McDonald's that you can't touch the grill.
I can't.
It doesn't have walls.
No.
And it's in the middle of somewhere.
Yes, it's by my school, actually.
Is your school in the building?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
This boy,
yeah, think about
he
it.
He out there having forest school. Forest school is what he's got going on. It's just him out there with the trees, the bugs, and the bees.
He from Africa.
He out there with the planted bugs.
Planted bugs and plants.
So you work at McDonald's.
Yes.
All right, well, good talk. All right, Sophie. Okay, tell us about the McDonald's. Don't you get asked that.
Wait, quick question about the McDonald's.
We don't need to ask him no more damn questions.
This one's very important coming off of the Facebook by our friend Jim Amato.
Okay, Jim Amato
wants to know, does this McDonald's have a playground? I'm guessing yes, since it's by your school.
It doesn't actually.
Okay. No, your school is a playground.
Because high schoolers don't play on playgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Immature. Yeah.
Okay, Lil D, it's just me and you now. Ain't nobody else listening. Everybody else went home for the day. are you starting to believe that his little ass don't work at this McDonald's? Because it don't seem like there's any details surrounding the fact that it even exists.
I'll give be you honest details. With you. I've never seen no McDonald's like this before. Never heard.
I never heard of no McDonald's that don't have walls that's inside of a strip joint that's a food truck.
I would like to interject. I figured it out.
Thank God, because I sure as hell don't know what the hell is going on right now.
We've been saying it wrong. He doesn't work at McDonald's. He works at McDowell's.
That's more like it.
She's your queen.
That boy sure can't sing.
You cannot.
So you work at McDonald's.
Joey, it's crazy because I have 5 managers, right? We just got a new one like last week.
What you? What y'all do? Keep running out? Y'all got
no?
Five
we just keep adding on.
How many shifts you got?
I'm just wondering. That. I don't know. I know this much.
Do you have at this mysterious McDonald's that you work out? Do you have 5 managers because you have 5 different shifts? Because this McDonald's clearly has more than 24 hours in a day.
I don't know anything.
Which manager McDonald's. Do you work for?
I work for all of them.
Which one do you always see?
It depends on when I work. I usually
he works in the upside down.
Okay,
this
so,
is clearly the upside down.
I don't want to give any names because I don't want people who are listening to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like nobody's gonna be able to find this to give you crap anyway.
Just in case they go to my school or anything.
It doesn't have a playground.
Because the people at my school know about the strip, about the porn McDonald's.
The porn McDonald's.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I told you.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now the porn McDonald's.
This is a very, like, I'm trying to get, like, the logistics of your McDonald's.
Yeah, down. We're trying to get
Does
that.
Your McDonald's serve demigorgons, or are they racist like that?
What is it?
Well, because it's
that?
Clearly in the upside down. Like, we're in some Stranger Thing type stuff right now.
I haven't played this music in so long. Lil D, that's not McDonald's. It.
In the land of McDonald's.
Where you might find a woman sliding down that pole.
I'm done.
To give
I'm
you done. The number 4.
Show's over.
Hey, Lil D.
Yep.
So you work at McDonald's, is what you're saying. You've got 5 managers. There's no walls. It's a food truck, and it's inside of a strip joint.
Yes.
Finally, we got some details.
All right.
And you report to all 5. So when you get fired, all 5 of them are going to fire you.
No, wait. I have 6 managers.
Oh,
6.
No, well, no.
During the
no,
course of this show, no. They hired another manager.
And those managers are ironically going to be his pallbearers when they fire him.
Yeah. All, you know
six,
what?
Yeah, 6.
Didn't the Demigorgon break off into other little mini Demigorgons?
6 of them, I believe.
I believe so. Somebody better call 7.
Let's see what you did there. Check out my hat.
He voted Democrat. That's like what a Republican hat.
It's Dustin from Stranger Things.
Okay, So you clearly birthed another supervisor in this. Okay. Hey, Little D, Daniel Taylor, listen. If he sees the McDonald's, then we have to see the McDonald's too.
Okay.
He clearly don't work there. There ain't no way that there is a fake McDonald's that is a food truck out in the middle of nowhere near a high school with 5, now 6 supervisors.
Let's go along with
it. So let's just go along with it because he got them crazy eyes. Mm. He been in flipped off, and you know what? Security off tonight.
Hey, you know what? I just saw the McDonald's. Yeah, I see. It's right here. I Googled it.
It's a really nice McDonald's you work
at. I'm trying to tell you.
It's beautiful.
They're hiring.
So how do you...
Preferably supervisors.
So how do you like working at this here McDonald's?
Oh, that's a different story.
Okay, well, we don't have time for that. We're up on the break. No, I'm kidding. So you work at McDonald's. You make $15 an hour.
I wish. I make...
don't put all your business.
Yeah, I can't tell you that. I won't tell you that one.
Is there 2 numbers in front of the decimal or 1 number in front of the decimal?
There's just 1 number.
Just 1 number.
I started a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So it's not bad.
Oh, so you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's the real reason why he ain't on that grill.
But yeah, and so he's still on that register.
So they trust him. I see what you're saying now, like, Mocha. You own us something. They trust him with the money, but they don't trust him with the beef.
Matter of fact,
I'd much rather him burn his hand than get a little hot-handed and put the money in his pocket.
I think I figured out why they don't trust him with the grill. Because they're teenagers. Ain't teenagers always playing with their meat?
Oh, God.
That is true.
You're not wrong, though.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm so cool in front of D-T and Little D. I cannot impress. That's what's happened. I have a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old now. And nothing that I do, I am no longer the cool dad. I am no longer cool.
Were you ever, though?
No, you're still cool. The only difference between us and D-T and them is that we don't kiss your ass.
You know, I
don't kiss my ass.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Okay. Oh, listen, you know.
How
think
dare
about this.
You, little fella?
He's laughing because he knows it's true.
He knows it's true. That's the only reason why he's laughing.
They're afraid of me. No, you guys are.
You said they're afraid of me.
You guys don't. Things that I used to do when you were small would impress the hell out of you. Now you just look at me cockeyed backwards and like, oh, really?
I mean,
true, actually. Well, I mean, for me, you were just my playground, and like now I'm just.
Yeah, Sydney was the climber.
Yeah.
AJ was the hugger.
I like hugs.
Yeah.
Sydney definitely climbed on me until that day I dropped her.
Wait, what?
So I see the hospital did a good job.
I'm glad that short-term memory is still there, because I definitely dropped you several times.
So that's what, wow.
And unlike your brothers, you don't bounce. Girls don't bounce.
Well.
debatable.
Whoa.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Sydney, do girls bounce?
I have to, just go talk to my team about this before.
The bouncing girls team.
But it's Father's Day, so let's talk about me.
You're a cool guy.
Thanks. That was forced, and I may or may not have a gun pointed to his thigh under the console right now, just for him to say that.
Over here, like, thanks for convincing yourself right in front of me.
I am more than cool.
You're pretty neat.
See, now that's what every uncool father says.
That I'm cool?
Yes.
So because I say I'm cool, that I'm not cool?
Yes.
He's figuring it out, guys.
If you don't say it,
okay,
people are just gonna be like,
So if I don't say it, I am
cool.
So if I don't say I'm cool, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, everybody, I am.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a cool man I know.
I'll put some swag on it.
Oh, lost that.
I didn't do it right.
He had it and threw it, and now it's
you're in the negatives
drowning.
Now.
It's the best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and now back to the show.
There's songs about it.
Don't want no short man. Don't want no short man.
All right, so
itty bitty teeny weeny little. Sure, you know what you're talking about, right?
I do understand.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I told y'all a story, speaking of that, sorry.
Yes.
When that's the song that I happened to play when I had put on auto thing so I can go to the bathroom when I was doing the kids.
Thing. When you put your DJ booth on auto DJ.
When I had to run to the bathroom, that's why.
And you had to pee on auto DJ. He ain't DJing it. He letting the computer do it.
No, yeah. That song came up, but the dirty version.
Oh.
A lady ran over and cut it off. She's like, I had to turn it off because it said no one knows short. D man, I was like, oh my god.
You know
god,
what? And that's the last time you were DJing a bar mitzvah. Here's the thing. Short man, I'm short. On a good day, I'm 6'2, you know, 6'1.
Mm-hmm. You see them basketball stats?
I'm short. On a good day, I'm 6'2, 6'1.
6'2, 6'1, give
First
or take.
First of all, on any day that's not considered short.
Yeah.
So like true. So on a good day, you like 5'2", 5'1". We all know you 4'8".
Yeah. Okay. So on a good day, you know, I'm 5'10", 5'8".
Yeah. Oh yeah. On a good day.
So good days is now when he's wearing lifts. Got it.
Yeah. And Spanx. Here's the thing.
High and tight.
DT, you know, he stands about 5'9".
On a good day.
I'm not
and little
hold on,
D
hold on, hold on,
is
hold on.
7'4".
Yeah. Both of you guys. I'm 5'8", so 1 inch is not that big of a difference.
Oh, that's and what she said. That's what she said.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big difference in my life, some of them.
Hey, I don't have that problem.
Okay, shut up. All right, so short men or average height men. Mm-hmm. The average American height is literally 5'6", 5'7".
I think, yeah, 5'7".
That is the average height of American male. So, DT, you are above average.
Barely.
As with all things. So,
oh,
the
man.
Question
the
is.
The joke was supposed to fly. It didn't want to come out.
I understand. just go to sleep. It'll come out. The question is.
Go to sleep. It'll come.
Do you feel intimidated by taller women?
No.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
You do?
I don't.
I don't like women that are taller than me.
I don't.
Yeah, it's...
I love women taller than me. Okay, so
climb that tree.
A little story about DT. One, I love hiking.
Okay, it's the DT story show.
So this is the reason why I don't mind. Actually, I love and covet
and if you
tall women.
And if you say because I can walk up and eat, I'm going to stab you with my e-cig.
No. And this is why. Because I am an avid basketball fan.
Okay.
Right? I love it. I play decently.
Looking for the illusion of decent.
Because of my height, like, I don't play exceptionally well to warrant being a Spud Webb or
okay.
Muggsy Bogues.
Okay. All right.
I'm not, there's no way in hell I'm making it to the NBA. But
you're right.
If I were to impregnate a tall woman, my son would have a fighting, or my daughter will have a fighting chance.
Oh, so what you're saying is that you basically like tall women because you want to F for your future.
Hey, they future too. We're going to raise that kid to be the next LeBron James.
Because if she
like 6'3", and I'm 5'8", we can average out and get a 6 foot son. That's a point guard in the NBA.
Yeah. Unless he gains 300 pounds and becomes fat, then he'll be a great analyst for the NBA.
No, I ain't letting my son get fat.
Oh, what's wrong with being? Never mind. I don't feel like my feeling. I'm having a good day. I don't feel like my feeling get hurt. I got one feeling today.
My son is going to be on a strict diet plan. I'm going to be eating Wendy's while he's eating salad.
Oh, man.
Hey, Wendy's Jesus. Has salads.
Exactly. Everywhere we go, he getting salad.
Everywhere we go, he getting salad. Slipping on gin and juice. Lay back with your mind on my money and my money on my salad.
We all had three different verses.
Lil D, where do you stand on the tall girls? Because this was your idea. You wanted to do your
run. I kind of get a little intimidated, so I try to stand up a little tall. Yeah. It got me because I was in the gym and I saw a girl. Hell, half the people in my gym that day was taller than me.
Because you're short.
I actually am. I think I shrank. But I have a thing for sure. I think I shrank. But there was a girl, she was tall, and I started looking around, I was like, damn, everybody's tall. But there was one girl, she was really tall. I'm like, I wonder if guys feel intimidated by taller women, because I did, and she was standing next to me doing curls. I was doing curls, she was doing curls, but we were standing up doing them.
Yeah.
So she stood at least about 4 inches taller, I would say.
Whoa, yeah. Amazon woman.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. But there was a guy who walked next to her, and he's about average height with her. And another person walked by, and they're all, and I'm like, dang, these people are either I'm just shrinking, everybody's just growing. But she was tall, and I'm like, that kind of intimidated me a little bit. I'm like, I wonder if I could take her. I don't know where my mind even went there.
Of course.
But, and it got me thinking, I wonder if other men that are like average size, are they intimidated by the women that are actually taller than them? Because
no.
The thing is, we're supposed to be the taller one.
No. Says who? This is the way I look at it, okay?
How you look at
it? If you're sitting at home, right, you walking down the street, and you look over to, we live in the Valley of the Sun.
Yep.
We're surrounded by mountains. You look over to the left, you look over to the right, you see these beautiful mountain ranges.
Mountain ranges, right?
And you see the heights of this. You ever aspire to climb Mount Everest?
Nah. Hold on. I got this one. No.
I look at these women as these tall creatures. Like, Have you ever seen a giraffe and you're just like, I want to climb on top of that?
Oh, I got this one too. No.
Like, it's just a beautiful. You ever see a tall tree painted by Bob Ross and just be like, I want to be that happy little bird in that happy little tree?
I'll cover this.
Shut
one.
Up.
No.
That's how I look at these beautiful women. And I'm like, yes. And women love confidence. I don't go in there thinking like, I know I'm short. I know I probably ain't got no chance in hell. But I go in like, woman, you want to be with me.
You were not looking.
I know you want this.
I love tall
You're
women.
Looking at it's tall like, women like they are a conquerable challenge.
Yeah, they are amazing people.
Okay,
they are.
And nobody said it wasn't amazing.
And I'm not intimidated. It is just another human being. I go in life thinking I can get any girl I talk to. Why? Because I got that confidence of a stone cold mother lover.
I thought you were gonna say something else. I got the good see.
Oh yeah, I thought he was gonna say. I thought he was gonna use another
and my
scene.
Head,
okay.
Now I got 15 inches of.
Now we're talking about tall girls.
Yeah. Right.
Now there was a conversation. And I hope he doesn't get mad at me for bringing this up on the show. But if he listens to the show, he ain't gonna listen to an hour 14 minutes in. I had a conversation with one of my friends down at the WNBA game.
Okay.
And he made this point and I wrote it down. He says 5 or so years ago, we never had to think twice about whether or not a woman was gay or straight. Now, every girl I see in here, I pause and wonder, and that pause may cause me to miss out on an opportunity.
Oh, I'm with him, though, because I think the same damn thing.
But I told him, I said, you can say the same thing about men, too, because every gay man is not gay obvious. You know what
true,
I mean? Because you can see a guy, and you can like, oh, yeah, clearly. Duh, right. It's written all
just
over
his face. Flamboyant like
just
crazy.
Flamboyant like a little girl. You just want to smack the taste out of his mouth. But when you look at a female, unless they getting off of a Harley Davidson wearing chaps and they spitting, smoking unfiltered Marlboros, you can't really tell if they lesbo or not.
Yeah.
So it was like he made a very valid point. And when we're talking about tall women.
Now you're looking and see.
Now you're looking and you're like, wait a minute. Okay, should I approach that?
But the thing is,
or is that possibly, or may is she playing the trees or is she hiding in the bushes?
I don't know. Well, I know. My first girlfriend out of high.
Thank you, Lil D.
My first girlfriend out of high school admitted to me that she went both ways.
And most girls do.
And that's
sexy.
And this is my
ain't nothing wrong with that.
This is my first.
No, not at all.
This is my no. There was something wrong with that with me because this was my first real relationship. And now I was nervous as hell because not only did I have to watch every other guy in the world, I also had to keep my head on a swivel for every woman in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But you know
what? There was a possibility that any single person we ran into could be having relations with my woman.
But you could join with that. Mick, that's where threesomes
now when
from.
He was young and little, he wasn't thinking about that back then. And
bro,
there.
I was 18 years old.
Oh damn!
Yeah, he don't know what you're doing when you're 18.
I must have been real nasty.
You was,
I was 18.
You
was,
Lil D, still we nasty. Used to wrap you in Teflon. now this is my thing about
why
I don't take or I'm not intimidated by taller women, but I skirt away from them. If they taller than me, it's too tall. Because men that suffer from the short appendages syndrome that I suffer from, taller women. Have deeper canals that have to be
a field.
Yeah, there's a longer field, and if you coming up there with a, you can't play a short ball game on a long field.
You can't go there with a canoe. You need a yacht.
Yeah, you can't approach. You can't approach the Mississippi with a rowboat. You know what I mean? You can't put a dinghy where the Titanic needs to be. You know?
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
You can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right here, nothing.
So that's why I stay away from talking.
Oh, you stay in your lane.
I know my lane because, you know, all my women, that's exactly why when I date them, they 3'4".
How tall is Lady K?
3'2". All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on Fat Guy Radio Show. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by our brand new sponsor, and we are so happy that they have joined the Fat Guy Radio Show family, Purple Mattress. Learn how Purple can change your sleep today by clicking the Purple Mattress banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Remember, you can drop us a letter, comment, or questions anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. We love surprises. Or you can send us a gift to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
Sup.
And DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Lady K off the Twitter says she's 5'3".
5'3".
5'3". Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply look them in the eye and say, there goes a cow. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen.
Join that's us. Not a cow, that's a bomb.
Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
I'm late to the studio.
You late as hell, boy.